ask God to give the word for us this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We need your direction in our life. We pray that the Holy Spirit make us understand the word of God this morning. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I have a couple of messages that I will share this morning and the next week. This couple of messages is about man and woman of God. Of course, last month we have Mother Days. This month we have Father Days. We have like special woman worship. We also have men retreats. And then that's why we need to know this couple of messages. I prepared this couple of messages for our mission trip at Kupang. And then I see that when I learn again and again, and I feel that this message also suitable for us. Depend how I share and then how I use the illustration. Okay. First of all, let's see men of God. We read from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, in purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Brothers and sisters, everybody have their own dream in their life. Especially we live in modern city. Sometimes, I don't know this is a habit or this is a competition. We always see our brother and then see our sister, especially in a party or in our marketplace. We want to know what is their handbag brand, or maybe their clothes, or you know, next month is summer holiday. We want to hear a little bit where they go for summer holiday. I heard a story that even a kid, they in MTR station, they talk about, this year we go to Los Angeles, Disneyland for summer holiday. And where are you going? Oh yeah, we only go to Chongqing for summer holiday, like that. So there is a comparison. People are proud with themselves with this kind of story. Yeah. Now, before we go deep to this kind of comparison, or sometime we feel that we need to do that in order to show who we are, the Bible told us that is not the measure of your life. One more. That is not a measure of your life. A man of God is not living because of that. Paul tell Timothy what he said. Let no one look down on your youthfulness. Let no one look down on your youthfulness. That's mean the sign of yourself is not because your personal appearance or something that the world always put in. But rather, here he gives us five things that we need to consider so people will not look down you. Number one, he said, rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Now, brothers and sisters, I really interest with the word of example. The word of example here, he used the word of ginoskomai, from the word of ginosko. Ginosko means know. But know in this context is like husband and wife. So people will see you as a clear example. Clear example. Sometimes when we have a conversation with other people, we see that we talk that, oh, that guy is very nice, but we see from long distance. After we stay alone with him, we will know who he is. Because when someone stay close, so we will know the positive or the negative or that from that person. The Bible told us we will an example for other people, not from the far, but from very, very close, that people can see us, that you are men of God. So brothers and sisters, how can people see us as an example, as men of God? There are five secrets. Number one, here said, rather in speech. The word of speech come from the word of logos. Children of God need to know logos. If we see from John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the logos is Jesus. If we see from 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, then I can say the logos is the word of God. That's why I can say that the living of logos, the living logos is Jesus. The spoken logos is the Bible. So both of us need to know the logos. Mean we need to know who is Jesus. We need to know what is Bible. Many of us know Jesus in their knowledge, but we didn't know Jesus as a logos in our life, in our experience. That's why Jesus, like a central figure for many people, they just know, oh yeah, Jesus, I know. Christian people serve Jesus, worship Jesus, blah, 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 and what's else. But the Bible wants us to know by our life who is Jesus. In order to know who is Jesus, then God gives the spoken logos to us, that the spoken of logos of us is the Bible. So from the Bible, we know the living logos. The purpose of knowing living logos, so that people can know who we are. This is number one. Number two, in conduct. Our ability in speaking must be support with our attitude or our living example. Many people, they just say, do as I say. But as a Christian, we didn't say like that. We need to say, do as I do, not do as I say. Do as I do is more powerful than do as I say. That's why when I try to make the difference between the pastor and the flock, one verse at the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5, tell me that a pastor is a real example for the flock. of course, brothers and sisters, I also can say that every believer is an example for other believers. We live and then we learn together. We learn how to be a good Christian. At the same time, we also an example for other brothers and sisters. That's why Paul told Timothy, you need to be a living conduct for other people. Number three, in love. Thanks God, because the word agape is using for this word. That means in God love. If you want to know deeper about God love, then you need to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There are no any perfect definition about love unless you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Brothers and sisters, many people talk about love. Especially, they have a definition about love. For example, when I give Ben $100, Ben said, give it to me. Then I can say that I love Ben. Yeah. But love is more than giving some money. But love is giving forgiveness. As a leader, Timothy served many people. It's not easy to be a leader. There are some critique coming, and also maybe people look down you. But at the same time, Paul told Timothy, you need to love them. And then how Timothy can do this? Only when Timothy live in the source of love. That is God. Because God is love. If you want to grow in love, then you need to grow with God. This is the third secret. The fourth one. In faith. Can you imagine a leader without faith? So what kind of program they will make? They will make a rationalist program. But as a leader, we do not depend by our own ability. That's why Paul told Timothy, you need to have faith. Faith lead you to follow Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, Paul is a good leader. He always bring young men to do and then to go with him for many mission journey. He has a lot of young men with him. I give you two persons that he bring before. Number one is called John Mark. John Mark is the first disciple who going with Paul. But when difficulties come, then John Mark say, sorry, I need to go for other purpose. That's why when Paul and Barnabas make a planning for next journey, Barnabas want to bring John Mark, but Paul say, no, don't bring him. Why? Because John Mark has ever leave them in the difficult situation. The second one is called Demas. At the beginning, Demas is very powerful, full of spirit. Okay, wherever you go, I will go with you. One mission trip, second mission trip, third mission trip. But the Bible told us that Demas also leave Paul. Let's see. from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 10. For Demas, having loved this present world, he deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. How about John Mark? Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. So Demas deserted like a soldier, leave the group, and then go for somewhere. John Mark, by the end, is returned back. That's why Paul said, bring him. Brother and sister, with this kind of experience, Paul really talked to Timothy. You need to have faith when you follow Jesus. Otherwise, you will lose yourself. Of course, brothers and sister, we follow Jesus not for a day, not for a year, not for a certain period. I worked in the church for more than 20 years. Sometimes, I see people, they are so diligent when the church point them as a leader in the church. For example, as a deacon, yeah, or as an elder, or in this context, as a house church leader. And then after, they are not as a leader, so they seldom come to the church. And then some people ask them, hey brother, I haven't seen you for a long time. Where are you going now? Oh, now I change my position. I'm not a deacon. I'm not a leader. I'm not something in the church. So what is your function in the church now? You know, I'm a secret agent member. A secret member agent. What does this mean? No one see me. Secret. Or, you know, how can I say in English this word? I forget it. You know, sip? Sip sometime on water. A kind of sip. That's word. Suffering. And then this kind of sip only go up maybe once a year. Yeah, once a year. And after that, go deep and no one see it. So, how can this happen in many believers, brothers and sisters? Because when they start something, they do not start in faith, but they start in their knowledge. That's why Paul told Timothy, in faith, the last one. You have logos, you have good conduct, you have love, you have faith. But if you don't have this one, God cannot use you. What is the last one? The last one is purity. Purity. From the word hakna. I haven't do deep research, but I know one word in English called hygiene. Yeah. Hygna, hygiene. Hygiene mean healthy. Clean. Of course, brothers and sisters, you cannot serve God well if you don't keep your life purity. God already cleansed our sins. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17 called, you are new creation. So your job and my job is to keep live in this kind of holiness. This kind of holiness. So God is using you. Or so you are available in every time. When God says something, do this, do this, do this, you are ready. Many believers, they keep doing 1, 2, 3, 4, but they always compromise with number 5. Cannot, brothers and sisters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is a packet. That's why Paul told Timothy, keep in these 5 things. So, how these 5 things can be a model in our life? We read verse 13. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect to the spiritual gift within you, which is bestowed on you through prophetic utterance, with the laying on the hands by the presbytery. Taking pain in this thing, be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in this thing, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and to those who hear you. I have 2 words in this reading. Number 1 is give attention. Number 2 is pay close attention. Give attention and pay close attention. That means this 5 thing cannot happen in one day. This 5 thing is a living progress in our life. As long we keep in reading the Bible, as long we stay close in Jesus, so day by day, the transferring of Jesus' life happen in our life. Once this happen, then soon we will growing mature. At the same time, we will be a clear example for other people. This is the message for us this morning. I get this message about 25 years ago when I was in Bible school. The professor in chapel time preached from this message. But after 25 years, I feel that this message still up to date for me as a pastor, as a believer, that I really need to live in logos, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. If I lose these 5 things, then I will be an ineffective pastor, an ineffective leader, an ineffective believer. I have no power. You know, today there are so many American heroes in the movie. Before only Superman, now we can see Captain America, Ant-Man, X-Men, S-Men, or many men. Yeah. But one, they lose power. They are like dead men. Of course, we don't want to be a dead man. We want to be a powerful man. So keep 1 Timothy 4:12 in our life. God bless us. Let us pray. brothers and sisters, the reason I share this message, because I really want we know the secret of men of God. Once we live as an example for other people, the Bible say that save yourself and save others. If God have heart and then He allow us to serve Him, be an example, be His representative for other people, then I can say that this is a great honor for us. When we become His favorite, then at the same time, happiness will follow you and me. Really, happiness will follow you and me. This morning, when I wake up, Kadia smiled to me. Then when I go to bathroom, I feel that, oh God, thanks for beautiful family that you give it to me. Once I came to the church, I need to share the word. I say, thanks God for this privilege to me that I can serve you. I really enjoy this kind of life. I really feel that God want to pour out His blessing and happiness to us. Just keep remember 1 Timothy 4:12. Remember 1 Timothy 4:12. When you live in it, then you can feel that how God proud with you. Father, you know that sometimes we have weak. Sometimes we don't have power. Sometimes we do a mistake, Father. But at the same time, you always hold our hands. You always want to walk with us. You always want to transfer your power to us. That's why, please keep our life, Father, so that we can be a good example for other people. Once we can do it with you, at the same time, your blessing and power come upon us. Thanks, Father, for the word that always remind us. We pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. We use our privilege as a son and daughter of God to pray for other people. Let's spend time to ask God to touch brothers and sisters in the least, so that by His power, all physical weakness will take away. Thank you. some of them are not believer. We pray that in this difficult time, they also can see Jesus so that they can get salvation from Him. Let's pray. Let us, Holy Spirit, work among them. There is nothing impossible when we ask God. All physical weakness will take away. We have faith that God always gives the best for us. And then the last part, we bring our friend into God's hands, and then we ask God to give them best job, career, so that they can praise God. Let's move to another prayer request. We pray for mission focus. Cambodia, Japan. Yeah. We have missionary in that area. We remember Grace. We remember Pastor Sophia. We also pray for our special ministry, prayer and healing ministry. Yeah. As you know that they are in spiritual war. They keep this church with prayer. But at the same time, the devil also want to attack them. Let us pray for them so that the power and blood of Christ will cover them in any enemy attacks. Sometimes the enemy using lies. Sometimes the enemy using a personal ego, and then sometimes the enemy using other things to attack them. But we keep them in prayer so that they still stand fast in the Lord to protect this church with prayer and healing ministry. We also put education ministry. Noah student is the future of the church. We pray that God always lead Noah's ministry. Tonight, we also have outreach. We pray that everything that the team done really to bring new hope, to bring good news for every people in their ministry. And the last, for house church, a beautiful moment when every believer can gather together in small group. They can share life, share the word, and then share experience, and then encourage each other. Yeah. We put this all in our prayer this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you. You always hear our prayer. Now we submit our life to you, and as please walk with us so that we can be a real example for the world that you are the God, you are the living God, you are the loving God that always want to bless us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.